Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Friday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just...
Get in.
On those tasty vibes.
Sounds 585. Like someone's getting murdered.
Every day, all day. 585-252-9800. Let's get to some of our friends weighing in. What's the date today?
June 6th, 6/6/25.
This is the last weekend of Rochester Cocktail Revival. Breezy and I will be at Radio Social on Sunday for the thingy thing.
We just can't wait.
Hold on a second.
Moose goes, I didn't know about it. I'm like, it's been on our calendar for months.
Well, it's the barroom battle. It's where all the mixologists come
together.
Barroom
Royale. Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. And Breezy and I, we're going to be hammered. We have to sip every single
time. I'm not going to be. We have a huge day on Monday, so I can't be hammered. So.
You got a what?
We have a huge day on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Huge day.
Well, we still got to taste the tasties.
Mm-hmm.
Got to taste the drinkies. Where's our friends at this morning?
We got a couple people weighing in. You can be one of them. 585-252-9800. Let's start with our girl, Amy from Sodas.
What's
hey,
up,
Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. I know it's been a while. I know we've missed you. We missed you so much. Schedule has changed, but vibes are great. Off to the Y this morning, and then a little me time before meeting my husband for lunch. Have a great weekend, guys. Amy, we're obsessed with you.
Tell your husband we said what's up.
What up, Nate? Good vibes, good vibes. This person says, good vibes. I'm heading to Maine for a little mental health getaway. to see the ocean for the first time. Oh my God. The first time? We love a mental health getaway. You know, I would recommend to anybody, if you have never in your life taken a solo vacation, that is something that you need to do before you die.
It's the best.
And like,
God knows I've taken many.
Getting on a plane and just going somewhere alone is, it's great.
There's, I mean, some people,
it doesn't even have to be a plane. Like, you can just get an Airbnb, but
yeah, drive somewhere.
It's a really, it'll clear the soul. It'll clear the soul. It'll clear the mind.
Nobody who's ever done it and then has done it for the first time, and I've asked how was it, they said I fell in love with it. Because you get a chance to kind of collect your thoughts. That could also be extremely scary when you're left in a room for quite some time with just you and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a chance to kind of, it's an adventure. You get to meet other people. You're forced to talk to people. You know, you get a chance to know yourself. Do it.
For sure. This person says, good vibes. I finally cut a toxic person out of my life yesterday, and I feel as if a weight has been lifted.
That's what's up.
Lift that weight. Lift those weighty weights.
That's what's up.
Yeah, what about you, vibes?
Vibes are good. I got to say, I'm so proud of my niece, Olivia, yesterday. She absolutely crushed it. I didn't realize. I went to her musical, Seussical. This was East Aranacoy. They did the show last night. I didn't realize what a huge role she had. She was like one of the leads.
Was she Dr. Seuss?
No.
She
wasn't. She was one of the birds, Maisie. But she was dancing. She was singing. There was choreography. I was really proud of her.
And she crashed.
And I was like, you know, I don't want to take credit for this, but she's got Uncle Moose's acting ability in her.
Not her going farther than you. Not her agent. Not your agent scooping her up.
I know.
Yeah.
She did really great.
That's awesome. Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff.
I know this is going to be a tough day for you. You have a pretty heavy appointment coming up at 2 that you've been waiting a couple of weeks on.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this yesterday. So you're going in this morning. I don't know if you want to touch on that. We will this morning at 7:10, but I'm sure the vibes aren't through the roof right now.
No, yeah. Pretty anxious vibes for sure. I don't know. I mean, I woke up this morning and I was like, today could go one of two ways, you know? So we'll figure it out. Talk about it a little later, but I mean, just trying to keep a positive vibe for the rest of the night. Going to Jenny Brewhouse tonight to see my friend Peter Ryan perform, and then going to a comedy show at Comedy at the Carlson. And then I have weddings on the weekends.
Oh, you got what? Who's getting married now?
I know, it's a lot. My friend from high school. But I will say, you guys, tomorrow is a very special day because tomorrow I am hosting an event at Oxygen Yoga and Fitness down in Brighton. I am co-teaching a hot boxing class. So it's like an infrared room. I have a couple tickets left for that. So please, 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 if you want to come support, it all goes back to Willow Domestic Violence Center. I love charity. I can never say no to charity. So come and support not only me, but Willow as a whole, and try something new. I mean, this place has only been there for a couple of months, and they're trying to get their footing. And I think just teaming up with not only me, but also Willow is going to be, it's going to be really great.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Coming up on the show this morning, you guys, obviously the recovery efforts are still very much in play here on day 5 of trying to find 5-year-old boy, Zaje St. Pierre. And one of the things Rochester police are warning the community about, things you need to look out for that's circulating online. And it's absolutely pretty sad that there are people doing this right now to exploit the loss of this tragic child. But we'll tell you all about that and what to look out for coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, efforts to recover Zaje St-Pierre, the 5-year-old boy who fell into the Genesee River on Sunday afternoon. They're into their 5th day of still looking, and Rochester police are searching the river with a scuba team. Now they're using sonar, and they've worked with RG&E to lower the water levels in the river just to kind of help with that search. But police say the water was dropped low enough that a diver was able to walk the area and see that the boy was not there. But RPD is asking boaters and fishermen to just please remain vigilant, and anyone with info If they can help out, call 911. As of right now, reducing the water levels is definitely key for an effective search for them. One of the things they're asking people to look out for, which is honestly extremely sad, especially when a mother and her family are grieving the loss of their child, they started a GoFundMe page. And then you have some people who will gladly exploit the tragic loss of this five-year-old that they're looking for by setting up a bunch of fake GoFundMe accounts just to make a quick buck. But Rochester police are warning the community of several of these that are unapproved, these GoFundMe accounts circulating online right now. But police say there are only two approved GoFundMe accounts that the family had started. Only two. Right now, there looks to be eight or nine of them. Some community members also are calling for the city lawmakers to rename the Andrew Street Bridge in downtown Rochester after Zajay. So not a bad idea either, but their search continues, and keep you guys posted on that. Coming up on the show, have you ever had someone who emotionally bamboozled you? Kind of like every single person here that works in the studio with us. This person made you feel incredibly special. Then to come find out, they gave the same speech to half the city.
Okay, half the city's very dramatic. Half of our coworkers is more like it. But I mean,
well, you never know.
It's hard when you feel special and you feel like someone's confiding in you because of your energy and your aura. And that's simply not the case.
No, it's not. I'll share with you what happened at work coming up next and why I'm a little butthurt by it. That's coming up on the show.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Talk about being emotionally bamboozled. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let us know if you, too, have ever been in a situation like this. For us, it happened with a coworker. You're in the building.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy because Moose was telling me this story like, wow, I really feel like I've connected with somebody here.
Yeah, emotionally.
And,
I'm invested, right? All the way. And long story short, the guy, he's a sweet dude. He works upstairs and...
He is a sweet dude. He's still with us. He's very much still here at the company.
And, you know, anytime in passing that I see him, he's one of those people that likes to trauma dump on you, if you will.
Mm-hmm. But we love that for him.
We do.
And just, Moose is all ears.
I'm all ears. Hey, listen, I'm all ears. You need someone to talk to and, you know, look like they're engaged. It focused on what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm your guy. And so he's telling me about all his hardships and everything that he's been going through. And guys, I'm telling you, he was opening up to me where tears were in his eyes. At one point, he wiped a tear from his left cheek. I'm like, oh, damn. He's giving me the lowdown.
Yeah, for sure.
And so here I am. He's being super vulnerable. I'm like, yeah, I'm all ears.
You're like, I feel a sense of connection.
I did. And so I was telling him a couple of the things. I'm trying to be relatable here at this point. And
yeah.
I can't be because I don't have kids. I'm not married and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm listening to everything he's saying and I'm making sure I'm listening, but not trying to give advice because I have none to give.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, no problem. Let him just open up and get it off his chest. Sometimes
right.
That's what people need to do.
Moose is like, never been in this situation, so I'm not really sure what to say here, but
never.
You rubbing his back is crazy.
Well, you know, sometimes the only thing you can do is just sit there and you can only say so many times, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild. You know, before right. They're like, is this guy listening to me?
Right.
I mean, how many crazies and wilds do I need to
are
say?
Are you serious?
Yeah, right. Are you?
No way.
Those are my fave. I pull those out all the time.
That's
insane.
You're lying.
Those are all the ones Breezy says, okay? When she's talking.
As I'm scrolling on my phone.
Yeah.
No, you're joking.
Right.
Seriously?
You can be in a deep conversation, heartfelt with Breezy, and you're just talking at her, and she's buried in her phone.
I'm like,
no way.
Seriously?
That's not me. I was.
Insanity.
I was engaged in the conversation. I'm asking good, hard-hitting questions. He's responding, and the dude's crying in front of me. Which and I'm like, listen,
that's pretty deep.
So what I did that night was I checked up on him. I sent him a text. I said, hey, man, I just wanted to say, like, I know you were going through it today. If you need anything, hit me up. I'm here. Let me know.
Shut his phone off for the rest of the night.
Do not disturb. Let me know what you need. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I feel like this guy took the time to choose me.
Yeah.
He opened up to me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
You were the chosen one.
I was the chosen one.
Or so you thought.
Well, turns out he's told everybody in the building this story. Now it's really upset to find out.
No, that's crazy.
Our boy, one of our coworkers down the hall who does the morning
Pat
show.
Pat Duffy, shout out.
So Duffy comes in the studio and he goes, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? I'm like, what do you mean? He basically gave all the details.
He regurgitated the whole story.
Which only yeah. I thought I was...
In the know, yeah, for sure. And then yesterday I was down here just trying to do work, and he came down and told me the story too.
Come on.
Yeah. No, he did. He did.
That upsets me.
Do you feel a sense of like...
I feel betrayed.
Like an emotional bamboozlement in the sense of like, you really thought, not you making someone's trauma about yourself, but you really thought you were special, and he felt this like... heartfelt drawn in connection to you to share this very vulnerable information.
Yeah.
And turns out it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with the fact that he loves his own voice.
I don't think it's that. I don't think he loves his own voice. He didn't open up to connect. I thought he was trying to connect with me. I think he more along the lines opened up to control the narrative and just like gain sympathy from
Interesting.
Us. That's not vulnerability. That's performance.
No, you're pissed.
I'm very upset. Oh, hold on. Sandy's texting in. Guys, I've been through something similar. Someone made me feel like we had this deep personal connection. Then I found out they did the same thing with others. It's such a hollow feeling. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Now I'm trying to figure out, do I let it go or do I confront him? Because the story really hit me.
I mean, it's not like he like made it up.
No,
like,
it's not. He didn't make it up, but I spent the night thinking about it.
Well, that's on you. He never asked you to do that. He never once asked you to do that.
When somebody opens up to you like that and it's heavy, you have no other choice. Sometimes it sits with you, especially if you're a person with empathy. Mm.
Yeah. It's not relatable to me.
Right.
Wow.
And I spent the night thinking about it. I'm like, wow, I developed this unique connection with a guy I never thought I was going to connect. I mean, this dude rides a motorcycle.
You didn't.
Like, that's amazing. And here he is. He told everybody.
So I don't feel bad for you. What I think it is like this person obviously needs sympathy and attention. Similar to me, like they need air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with you. So you taking it personally and making it about yourself is the most beautiful form of narcissism. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. I appreciate some of the people here that are trying to connect with me right now. That means a lot, Michelle.
They're doing it out of pity.
No, but this listener just said, listen. Guys, this kind of emotional manipulation doesn't get talked about enough. You think you're connecting on something real, which I did, and then you're left questioning whether any of it was sincere.
Yeah.
Like, I understand there's some of you listening right now that have real problems. These are my issues. And you get to hear about all of them.
I love how Moose is taking someone else's problem that has literally nothing to do with him and claiming it as his own. He's like, this is really eating me up. It's like,
this is why I'm losing sleep, okay? This is about me right now. Not this
He's like,
guy.
How dare that man tell me something traumatic and then turn around and tell someone else? I thought that was our thing. I thought we were trauma bonded.
What really, really, really would have upset me is if I shed a tear with him. If we were crying together.
But that's, I think, where the mishap is taking place. Because I think he's going around and telling people this one particular story to see if anybody can one-up him and have him feel better about himself. Like, hey, I don't really have it that bad. And you couldn't. You're like, my life is pretty peachy keen, so.
It's like when I watched the movie The Whale with Brendan Fraser. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could eat that extra slice of pizza.
No. Why did the same exact thing happen to me? I walked out of the theater with my brother. He's like, but I'm not that bad. I'm like, but you're almost there. So. 98PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Real talk this week on the show. There's a lot been happening, a lot been going on.
Yeah.
And Breezy, I know that this is... We were checking in on our vibes this morning during the vibe check. And the vibes for you aren't through the roof, but, you know, for good reason, too.
For sure. And, like, listen, we talked about it yesterday, guys, when Moose did his mental health piece for Men's Mental Health Month. You know, we're very fun and light on this show, and we love to joke and be silly and do all of our fun little bits. But I think there is a time and a place for seriousness, and I think we do a good job balancing it because, I mean, our listeners tell us that we do. And I think that when we are going through something that is vulnerable and important to not only us, our health, our safety, it's important to share that, because I feel like with our show and with our Instagram and social, like, it's a highlight reel and it's all laughs and fun and kiki. But when you really feel as if you have a connection with someone on a deeper level, whether that be us together, us with our audience, it's important to talk about the things that scare you and the things that shape you as a person. A couple weeks ago, actually, I think it was about a month ago, I discovered that I had a lump on my left breast. And I was like, that's really weird. unsure what that is. I went to my annual OBGYN appointment, the gyno, and I had her look at it. And she kind of referred me to go get a mammogram, an ultrasound, to have it checked out.
Yes.
She didn't have any answers for me at the time, nor did I think that she would. But I obviously have had to sit with this for the last month and a half, wondering and questioning and researching on my own and asking people in my life who are NPs, PAs, doctors, people who have maybe experienced something similar. I even brought it forth here on this show to talk about it. And today is the day of my first ever mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to getting a mammogram, typically you're not really advised to get them before 40. And that's getting lower and lower just because.
Why is that though?
I'm not really sure.
Like, what's the harm in doing a checkup?
I'm not really sure. I think that when it comes to people who have a family history of breast cancer or are tied to it in some way, that starts at 30. Because I know actually someone who is in that situation. But I don't know the answer to that. Maybe that's a good question that I can ask today. But I woke up this morning and I've been suppressing this feeling and thought kind of a little bit. Not suppressing it. That's not really a great word. The word is more like I've been living my life.
You've been distracted.
Yes, I've been distracted fully. And I've been living my life and doing everything. And I'm also just so busy that it's not really at the forefront of my mind. But I woke up this morning with a different energy and a different thought process on it. And, you know, I thought to myself, like, God willing and hopefully everything is good, right? We get
sure,
it checked.
Yeah.
It's extra tissue. It's extra cells, whatever the case may be. Also, I have lost a very significant amount of weight. So it may have always been there. And it could just be something that's a part of my body that I
just
never,
now we're discovering.
Yeah, correct. But I would be lying if I said I woke up this morning like totally jazzed to get this over with and to find out answers, because in the back of my mind, like, yeah, it could be nothing, but there's that small part that's like, but this could be the day that everything changes, and this could be the day that you get horrible news. And then what does that look like? Like, how does that go on? Like, I'm in a place right now in my life where I just turned 31 years old. I'm in a very loving relationship with the person that I'm 99.9% sure I'm going to marry. We have plans to buy a house and plans to get engaged. And there's so many things going on with me personally and professionally that I feel as if anything were to happen today and I were to get bad news of any sort, it would just completely derail this whole plan and life that I see for myself. And like, I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything, but
no,
at the same time,
it's scary not knowing, you know, just the unknown in general.
When your health goes, nothing else matters. And I'm not saying that my health has gone quite yet, and I pray that's not the case, but I've talked to people that have gone through different health issues, whether that be an autoimmune disease, whether that be cancer, whether that be, you know, they have plantar fasciitis. When they have something that is debilitating their movement or their health, literally nothing matters. Your job doesn't matter. Your extracurriculars don't matter. You have to take care of you. And I think that's what I'm doing right now, is putting this in the forefront of, you know, we had something later on tonight. It ended up getting canceled. But I was like, hey, if I'm late to that, I'm late to that. There's nothing. I need to figure this out. And I hope that anybody else who has gone through this, A, has had great news and a great outcome. I'm going to the Elizabeth Wendy Breast Cancer or Breast Coalition Center, whatever. They're doing mammograms. They're doing ultrasounds on
yes.
me.
Yes, yep.
And I've heard nothing but amazing things. But I want anybody to know that has gone through something like this, that you're not alone in feeling scared, and you're not silly for feeling scared or worried or anxious, because your health is and should be your number one priority. And I think a lot of us take it for granted. And when you get in a situation where you have a scare or something's abnormal, it freaks you out.
It does. And you make a good point, too, because I've come to the realization that a majority of us in this lifetime want a thousand things.
Mm-hmm.
We want it all. But a sick person only wants one thing, to be healthy.
Correct.
That's it. And sometimes we lose sight of that because our days become blurred together. They become mundane. They become routine.
Right.
And our health is just taken for granted.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when you get the flu for 2 weeks, you realize how appreciative you are when you're just in your best health.
Yeah.
And you're not feeling horrendous.
Yeah. So what's going to happen today? My appointment's at 2. I'm going with my mom. I'm going with my girlfriend, Patrice.
Okay, good.
They're both going to be there. I don't know if they can come back with me. I don't know how that works. Again, this is my first time doing this. If anyone has any advice or has been through this as well, whether it just be a routine mammogram or you also have experienced something abnormal that you had to go get checked out, they said carve out anywhere from an hour to 3 hours.
Yeah, so
I think I will find out today whatever is happening. And a close family member of mine actually just went through this. It actually ended up being fine, similar to me, just lost a bunch of weight. Just something was there from before.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be vulnerable this morning and say I would be lying if I said I wasn't nervous, if I said I wasn't anxious, if I was just like, yeah, well, this is just another doctor's appointment, because to me it's not. This is all new to me. I've never experienced something like this before. And I hope and I pray that everything is the way it's supposed to be. But if it isn't, that's something I and we and everyone in my life will figure out.
Well, we'll cross that bridge if we come to
correct.
It. But up until for the time being, until your appointment at 2, you know, you're happy. You're, from what we know, pretty healthy.
Correct.
You know, you've had a lot of big changes in your life.
Yeah.
It could be absolutely anything. But like you said, like, prayers, positive vibes. And I know you're going to keep myself and everyone listening updated.
Okay, so somebody texted in about the question about the mammogram before 40. And said, I believe your insurance won't cover it before 40 unless you have a family history or a reason, like a lump, etc. So everybody, just please send good vibes today. Keep me in your thoughts. I never really ask for much when it comes to, like, doing things for me, but I think this is the absolute bare minimum, is just keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
We will. We'll definitely do
it. I hope and I have, you know, all the wonder in the world that it will be fine. But
there's always
gotta get
that
it checked out.
Yeah. And Breezy on air too, if you guys have had similar situations or stories you can share to maybe help put her at ease, that would be so appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And then 90 Picks by Rochester. Breezy, keep us posted.
I'll keep you posted.
Much
on
love.
Monday, and I'll obviously text you today and we'll go from there. And I hope and I pray it's all good, and hopefully this will be a learning lesson. And
yep.
I will be well-adversed in mammograms by the time I actually have to get them regularly, and we'll go from there.
Right. We're right there with you, Breezy. Thank you.
We'll
take a quick break, guys. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Our area here in Rochester does so many fun things, and I am so excited to share what they did yesterday. The Arc of Monroe hosted their annual dancing event at Innovative Field yesterday.
That's right.
The Dancing with the Arc. So 5 Rochester area celebrities partnered up with 5 people supported by the Arc of Monroe to compete in their 3rd annual Dancing with the Arc. This was really cool to see. They were in costume. It really was like dancing with the stars. And they absolutely crushed it. It was an incredible event, said the CEO and president of Arc of Monroe. It was hosted by our friends over at The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, some of your besties.
Yeah, they've been doing that a long time.
Don Elhart was one of the panel judges as well. So it was really, it looked like a fun time. They were absolutely crushing it. They asked me to do this last year, and I politely had to decline because I was in 17 weddings. But it is something yes, that I would love to do one day. You just see these people's faces light up. They're having so much fun dancing and exercising and just
They practice for a long time.
Months. They start practicing like, I think in March, the thing starts. And they just absolutely get after it. So happy for them. I don't know the exact cost or like how much they raised, but it was a great event. And obviously all goes back to the Ark of Monroe.
Did you ever see when I did Dancing with the Stars, the radio version?
I missed
here locally?
It. I must have missed it.
You never saw that?
Probably.
On the news?
Probably writing a paper for my English class.
They used to do it for like every season. One season was teachers.
Really?
Another season was like, I don't know, people in construction. Then they chose the radio season. It was like 12 people. Anyways, I came in second place.
But you didn't win.
No, I didn't.
He goes, I lose sleep over it every night.
When, I still think about it, to be honest. When someone says they lost their dog, people cry with them, right?
Yes.
But if someone says their lizard died, I mean, the reaction is usually silence. Like, are some pets just seen as more valuable than others? Is that fair?
I think the more domestic they are, the more people can relate to it, I would say.
Well, I had dinner with a couple friends the other night, and I might have offended them.
Friends turn foes.
We'll talk about it next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 70 for the high today. Can we be honest for a second here?
Yes.
When someone says they lost their dog, people cry with them.
Yeah. It's a very emotional thing, for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. But if someone says, like, hey, my lizard died,
right,
the reaction is usually silence. Like, are some pets just seen as more valuable than others? Is that fair to say? Because I had dinner the other night with my friends, aka my neighbors, mm-hmm. and they told me that 2025 has been one of the most emotional, tragic years thus far. You know, they had to deal with a lot of personal issues. I was like, well, why? What happened?
Right.
I'm like, well, we lost Penelope, our bearded dragon of 7 years. And I said, you guys lost a pet lizard? I couldn't fake it. So I just sat there.
No, you're literally the worst. You're the worst.
I just sat there with a straight face and said, "I'm, you know, my condolences." What am I going to say? They're getting all emotional talking about it. In my head, I was like, "Well, this is probably the last time I hang out with you guys."
Penelope.
I like you guys lost a bearded dragon named Penelope, and they were like choking up talking to me about it.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, "What's the big reveal here? Who died?" And like, oh, we lost.
Not the bearded dragon.
I mean, losing an animal is hard.
Right.
But a turtle, a fish, or a lizard? I don't think so.
I actually don't think that's fair.
I
don't think that's fair that you say that.
That's how I feel.
Because what if someone said that about Snickers?
Well, they have every right to do that.
No, they don't. They kind of your pet.
Oh, I mean.
So what?
You can only bond so much with a fish or a rabbit.
Dogs and cats are superior to grieving?
Yeah, kind of.
You can't tell someone.
No, you can't.
The level of grieving of which is appropriate for something.
No, you can't tell them how to grieve. I get that. However, a majority of
us. You're a monster. No, you're a monster. Period.
Guys, come on. Back me up on this. You're not grieving a dog and a fish the same way. You're just not doing it. Like, you know, a fish is going to sit in a tank. There's no emotions that are shared. There's no cuddling. There's no bonding. You do that with a dog. A dog runs up to you every day. It's man's best friend. Your fish dies of 13, 20 years? See ya.
It's a long life expectancy for a fish. I've got a fish from a fair once, die the next day.
Sometimes it doesn't happen.
Also, I know this is a little off track, but like, can we take a moment of silence for the people that swallow the goldfish hold at festivals?
Oh, yeah.
You're unwell. You're unwell. Yeah, it's all over your ass.
I don't know. I want to hear from you guys on this. I wasn't insensitive when I was at dinner. I wasn't. I gave my condolences. I said, I'm sorry for your loss. I thought it was going to be a bigger reveal. Like, they had to put their dog down. like our Penelope, our bearded dragon. Wow, 2025 was a really tough year for you guys. I'm so sorry.
Right.
585-252-9800. Because the question of the hour, why does losing a dog feel like losing a family member?
Right.
But losing a lizard, it's replaceable.
No, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm on the side of people that can grieve however they want. Now it's like, if it's over the top and it's been like 5 weeks, then we gotta
right. Let's button it up here. You know what I'm saying? Let's go over to
they called in 4 weeks straight. It's like, okay.
Jason's on the line with the
who's Jason?
We don't have Jason here. Let's go over to Pat on the line. Hi, good morning. Is this Pat?
Hi, good morning. Yes, it is.
Pat.
Patty, what's up, Queen?
Oh, well, you know, I just don't even know why I'm calling.
I don't either.
Yeah, we don't. Please enlighten us.
What's happening?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I heard you guys talking about grief, and I lost my best friend last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just can't stop crying. You know, I mean, I can't breathe. I feel like I'm losing my mind, and I don't even know if I should be calling right now. You know,
okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm just calling from my home in Round the Quick.
Okay.
But I haven't slept, and I've been sobbing for about, I don't know how long, like 13 hours, you know. My neighbors called the cops because they thought someone was being murdered here. But, you know, it's
oh, my God.
Me.
That's
you're grieving, you know.
They called the cops? You were crying that loud, huh?
Yeah, but I'm just grieving. That's all.
The
you
wellness
know?
Check, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of those things, you know, losing someone. It's just, when it's so hard, you know, it's just. So hard, and I don't wish this on anyone, but anyone who's gone through it understands, you know?
No, of course. Who was this person that was so close to you?
It was my best friend, you know, Jerry. He passed so unexpectedly, you know? I mean, he wasn't even that old, and he just passed in his hammock peacefully. It was so
hammock?
Weird.
Jerry
yeah,
passed?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was hard. It was so hard, and he wasn't even that old, you know. It was just one of those things.
Pat, just to confirm, are we talking about... God.
Is this a boyfriend, a husband? Well, who was this?
Best friend. Is this?
No, I'm not talking about my husband. What? Are you kidding me? I'm talking about my ferret.
Pat, I thought you were talking about...
Loss. It's a huge loss.
No, I'm sure it is, but that is not... Listen, that's not what we expected you to say. I didn't think we thought you were talking about a person.
No, what are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't mean to laugh. You lost Jerry, who's a ferret.
Yeah, it was my best friend, you know. We did everything together, and he's gone, you know.
Well, how did he pass? He just went to sleep in his hammock and didn't wake up?
Didn't you hear me? You weren't paying attention. I said that. That's what I said. He just passed. He was like,
but he wasn't sick,
and then he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't sick.
So, was the hammock in like a cage or like in your kitchen? What?
Like, who cages up their loved ones? No, he was in the living room where you relax.
Not a ferret enthusiast, Pat. You don't have to get snippy with me because you're going through something traumatic.
Well, she is going through it, but Pat,
well, it's a huge loss.
All kidding aside, It might for a lot of us just be a ferret, but I'm sure it meant the world to you. Mm-hmm. So sorry for laughing, but we wish you all the best.
Okay, well, enjoy your show. I really do. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a great weekend, Pat. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a ferret, but... I don't know.
Ferrets literally freak me out, but okay.
Somebody come get their mother.
I've only seen ferrets in the pockets of carnies. Like, I don't.
My buddy had one for 12 years. Loved the thing. Can't remember its name, but
yeah.
It's listen, I guess a pet is a pet. You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
Well, let's go over to Sean. Hi, good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Better now after that call. What's up?
I was just going to say, was Penelope a bearded dragon or a lizard?
It's a bearded dragon is what I was told.
Yeah. some people let their animals like that, like, walk through the house, or, mm-hmm. like, they hold them, like, an actual, like, cat.
Oh, I know. It had, you know, it, Penelope had her own room.
Exactly. So, I mean, sometimes we have to be a little more sensitive than others, you know.
I gave them my condolences.
You laugh the whole time.
I gave them my condolences, Sean.
Right, crazy?
He was like, crying laughing. No,
I wasn't. I wasn't. I was just, you know, taken back. It's not.
Yes.
Come on. Who? And by the way, can we, like, go back for a second here? Who's crying that hard over a ferret? Stop it.
How long was the ferret there? How long was the ferret alive, right?
Doesn't matter.
Moose, you're being so insensitive. You're such a monster.
I'm just trying to be realistic here, you guys. Like, for instance, here's a message we just got from Alexa. I'm sorry. If you cancel plans because your gecko died, I'm judging you. Not all pet grief is equal, and someone needs to say it.
That's not true.
Wait, Paige? Oh, this is my favorite one yet. Paige says, my son's guinea pig died, and he didn't speak for 2 days. You tell him it wasn't a big deal, because kids don't see levels of pets. They just feel the loss.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I totally understand the heartbreak, but let's be honest. At that age, the family goldfish is going to get a full funeral, and then 2 weeks later, they don't remember its name. They're not going to remember its name. It was a good try, though, Paige.
Right. They had like 50 goldfishes in a lifetime, right?
Look at you. Right. Look at you waffling, Paige. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
It's a lot.
It's definitely a lot. You want to go have a drink?
No, I'm so game.
Yeah. 98
PXY. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Yes, you want tickets to go see Michael Jackson? You want tickets for Tupac? You came to the wrong place.
No, literally. Sorry, guys. Wrong show. But thank you so much for being here regardless.
Rest in power. Happy Friday. 70 for the high today. Moose, Breezy. 585-252-9800. How far would you go to avoid an awkward situation? I'm the type of person who hates awkwardness so much that I'll say, you too, when a waiter tells me to enjoy my meal, and then immediately move to a different city.
Or when they're like, how are you? And you're like, good, how are you? And they're like, good. And they're like, and how are you? Like, it's...
You know what's the You know what the most awkward situation is? Is when you spend 20 minutes saying goodbye to someone and then leave and walk in the same direction to your vehicle.
Oh, it's so awkward. It's so awkward. But I know people that would go to great lengths to avoid this, even if it means massively inconveniencing themselves.
Yeah.
And sometimes, listen, sometimes you have no choice. Sometimes you're backed into a corner and this is what you have to do.
Do you want to know really quick before we get into this story, the most extreme lengths I've ever gone to?
Please, tell me.
And this was a month ago.
He cut his own arm off.
We're talking recent.
Oh, God.
So in my building, there's, you know, I live close to a coffee shop. And when I walk in, the doors are kind of close to one another. But someone was very nice to open the door for me. And instead of just walking by and saying, no, thank you, I'm not going in, I went in. And then while I was in there, I bought a meal and a coffee. And I didn't want any of that.
My hands were tied.
I didn't want any of that. But because this person held the door, it was easier for me to just go through all of that instead of this awkwardness of, oh, no, I'm not going in. I'm walking past. You know what? They held the door. I'm going to go spend all my money that I don't want to spend.
You could have easily gotten like a crumpet. He's like, I'm going to a six-course meal.
That's not me. You know that. I once had to use a bathroom because it was an emergency and the hardware store needed me to buy something. What do? I bought a $75 generator that I didn't need.
Right. Yes.
So what happened to our coworker?
Okay. So listen, a friend of mine was, we were chatting and I asked her, how is your journey going with, you know, all of your workout? She's been working out religiously. And she's been really getting into it. So I asked her how the journey was going. And she goes, talk to you later about that one.
Oh, really?
I said, what happened? So she had been working with a local gym. And they're working out together. She was doing some social stuff for them. And it was all fine and well. She was super into it. Literally loving it. Recommending people go there. Whatever the case may be. And it came to a head where they basically said, hey, we're not seeing the results that we thought we were going to see from onboarding you as like an influencer, a content creator, or whatever the case may be. So we're going to cut it here.
Well, no offense to her, but that's what happens when you use us.
Period. But that's either here nor there. Legally, I can't speak on that. But she was like, okay, no worries whatsoever. We'll just cut it here. And we'll be done. We'll cut ties. I actually, you know, I can't really get to the gym as much as I once could. So
no bad blood.
No bad blood whatsoever. It's all good. Just cancel out the membership and we're good to go. Never canceled the membership. Continued to charge her a lot of money a month. This gym isn't cheap.
Oh, they still charged her.
Charged her. Months on end. She's emailing them, hey, guys, like, please take me off this. I'm not really sure. Like,
emailing.
Where
I would have marched
did this
in.
Get lost in translation? Like, I no longer go to this gym. And it's no fault of your own. It's just we had a mutual understanding that, like, we're parting ways here. They ghosted. Completely ghosted
they
her.
They ghosted her. See, I don't she like that as, when gyms do that.
She went as far, and I'm, like, obviously not going to say the name of the gym, but I feel like anybody listening to this right now has had an experience with some type of gym that makes it next to impossible for you to cancel your membership. Nope. Gotta come in person. Gotta have a blood sample. Gotta have a hair follicle of your firstborn. And if you don't have any of that, you're locked in for the next 6 months.
We're going to need a couple of molars.
We need a stool sample.
Do you remember?
What?
Do you remember when months back? When my gym membership relapsed?
Yes.
And so they had called me four times a day, every day for months. I'm blocking numbers left and right.
I know.
I'm like, guys, this is over the top.
Over the top.
This is harassment.
Yeah. They were, it was borderline harassment to the point where you could have called the cops for like a stalking violation for sure.
But emailing and calling, I think that was her first mistake. I would have marched right in there and say, this needs to end now.
So I ask her, I'm like, so what happened? She goes, so I had to get a hold of corporate.
Yeah.
And they said, nothing we can do about it.
How can they not do anything? It's not hard to cancel a membership, especially for a service you're not even using.
Correct. So I said, so what happened? She goes, I had to cancel my credit card. I had to cancel my credit card.
That's even worse.
I'm like,
how many
my
accounts are attached to that credit card?
Exactly.
What no, thank you.
In the ass.
No, thank
so
you.
So I was just shook to my core. I was like, I'm bamboozled by the fact that you had to do that. But at the same time, there are so many people that have been in a similar situation that have done that exact thing. Whether it be a gym or a subscription, that this is the problem with these subscriptions and these memberships. These companies think that they own you and your financial status based on the contract that you sign or this or that. They think that there is no way out. And they truly make you feel that there's no way out, to the point where you have to take extreme measures, as in canceling your credit card and having a massive inconvenience put on you.
I mean, you are selling your soul. It's easier at this point to just buy a house. You know, there's less paperwork involved than going to a gym. A 585.
It's every gym, I fear.
How far have you guys gone to avoid an awkward situation? 585-252-9800. I just want to hear a couple of really quick examples. Like me, instead of like saying, oh, no, thank you, not going in, I go in and I buy 7 items from the coffee shop that I don't want.
Correct.
But that's me. I'm sick. I have a condition. I don't know what it is yet, but we can all agree I have something wrong with me. We do have a text coming in here from a Lindsay that said, I saw my ex in the grocery store, ducked in the cereal aisle, waited there for about 20 minutes before you left.
Literally like in the next aisle to, with the toilet brand. Paper. It's fine. Yeah, listen, you guys, I think it's just they make it so incredibly hard for you to cancel because they think that people will just get lazy and beaten down into the ground and they're like, whatever, I'll just pay it. That's not me. I think I've made it pretty clear on the show that I do not waste money like that. So
no, you definitely don't. That's how you and I are very different people.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Leah on the line. You are live. Go ahead, Leah.
I have the best gym story of harassment.
Please share everything.
Name the gym.
Nope, don't
I
do
will.
That.
You're gonna love it, Bri. It's juicy.
Okay.
So I go to the gym. And I go because I'm a mom, I have 3 kids, you just want to clear your head and be the best person for your kids. And I go with my 6'2" tattooed face husband, fiance,
okay.
Because I just like to keep my head down. Nobody likes the creeps at the gym.
Sure.
Nobody looks at me while I'm with him. So this one time we were working out and I forgot a hair tie, dropped it or something. So I was like, I'm just going to run up to the front, see if they have a hair tie. So I go up to the front of the gym, and there's about 5 dudes just chatting it up like a bunch of hens at a hen party. And I'm like, so awkward, guys, but I need a hair tie. And they're like, oh, fumbly bumbly, you're a girl. We have no idea what a hair tie is. And I was like, you know what? I'll MacGyver it. Just give me a pen. I want to get back to my workout. And then this one guy looked at me like, high five, high five. I'm old. I know who MacGyver is. And I was like, just... okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
And then I go back to my fiance to continue the workout. And on the walk over, one of his friends was working out and said, hey, stay away from that one guy that was high-fiving you. He's a creep to women. And I was like, yeah, my spidey senses went off. I got it.
Right, so, right. Sure. You got a vibe.
Right. I got a vibe. That's why I work out with my big guy. Oh, and so I go back to my workout. And he and I do abs separately because I tried to do abs with him before and got a big hernia. I needed surgery. So sure. I go to the other side of the gym.
Wait, hold on. Leah, I love you, but skip some of the details because I have dinner at 6 and get right into what happened.
I know.
Sorry, I'm trying to paint the picture. I'll be fast.
No, that's okay.
Anyway, I go walk over to my side of the gym to do my abs. The little short manager that was working sees that I'm away from my guy. He's not paying attention. So he comes up to me and says, what did you and that other guy talk about after you left the front desk?
Oh.
Interrupts me, and I say, excuse me, is this the gym's practice to interrupt members during the workout for he said, she said gossip? And then my fiance saw my face come over. The little guy starts barking at me that he's protecting his workers from gossip. And I was like, I'm just a mom. I'm just here to work out. Please leave me alone.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I got my answer. So long story short, this guy started following me around the gym, talking crap behind me. Never met him before. Don't know anybody at the gym. I had to call corporate on him.
I don't believe this.
And say, I'm being harassed. And he's like, good luck. Good luck. I'm not giving you the number. But I found it. I called. I had to wait 2 months for corporate to call me back to make sure that I was not in the wrong. And they had to check with all the workers to see if I was a drama problem.
Probably because the guy harassing you was part of corporate.
Yes. He was the CEO.
He was the manager. I got a hold of actual corporate that was appalled by the behavior and also the behavior of taking care of it. So he doesn't work there anymore. And I no longer go to that gym.
And you shouldn't.
He said, she said, the other culture of gym is the gossip like high school, and so nobody likes that.
No, yeah. They don't. Well, Leah, I appreciate...
Story about canceling a membership.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we took the long way, but we got there.
We did. We love you, Leah.
We love you, Leah. No, don't be.
Over here.
It's okay. Thank you.
You guys are so great.
We love you.
Bye, Leah.
We love you. Everyone loves you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Except for that guy at the gym, probably. Probably doesn't like us at all. Now that we just aired his dirty laundry. I love how she called him the little man. But these things happen.
A little guy was barking at me at the gym. All right. Well, there you have it. I forgot what we were talking about.
No one's ever calling the show ever again.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, efforts to recover Zaje St. Pierre, the five-year-old boy who fell into the Genesee River. That took place on Sunday. That is still continuing. Rochester Police Department is officially into the fifth day, and they are saying that they're searching the river with scuba teams. Now they're using sonar, and they're working with RG&E to lower the water levels in the actual river to help with the search, because police say the water was dropped low enough that a diver was able to walk the area and see that the boy was not in those locations that they were looking. So RPD has asked boaters and fishermen to remain vigilant, and anyone with information that could help is asked to please call 911. But as of right now, reducing the water level is key for an effective search, they're saying. The other thing they're asking people to look out for, and it's really sad, especially when a mom and family are grieving the loss of their child, and they start a GoFundMe page, and then you have some people who will gladly exploit the tragic loss of a five-year-old by setting up a bunch of fake GoFundMe accounts just to make a quick buck. But they're warning the community of several of these unapproved GoFundMe accounts circulating online. Police say there are only two approved GoFundMe accounts that have been started for the family itself. And then also you have community members who are calling for city lawmakers to rename the Andrew Street Bridge in downtown Rochester after Zaje. So we'll see what happens with that. And prayers to the family, man, because they have been searching day and night and for this poor five-year-old boy.
Just so everyone is aware, the efforts are continuing throughout the day, like Moose said. So with that being said, I know that we have been promoting Happy Hour on High Falls Bridge for the last couple of weeks here. That will be canceled this evening due to the respect of the people who are at work trying to find this little boy, his family, and the community as a whole. So if you won tickets to that or you're planning on coming, that is canceled this evening.
Coming up on the show, what do you do when your daughter is stuck in a group of mean girls? And she knows it, but she won't walk away. She's stuck in this toxic relationship. One mom wrote in for Parental Confidential and says the queen bee of the group made her daughter cry, manipulated her, and even pushed her to self-harm. Now there's big drama over a lemonade stand. We'll get to Carol's message she wrote coming up next on the show. Got a message from our girl Carol this morning for Parental Confidential. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. And she wrote in because her daughter's in a very toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. She can't seem to get her out of it. She writes in and says, hi, Moose and Breezy.
And not with a boy.
No, it's definitely not with a boy. We've all seen the movie Mean Girls. It's kind of like that. I got a message about something that's been going on with my daughter and her friends and could use some help from anyone listening who also might have dealt with emotional bullying disguised as friendship. My daughter's in a group of middle school girls that I can only describe as literal villains in training. They're going into the seventh grade, but act like they're running a sorority hazing operation. The ringleader? The queen bee. She has made my daughter cry more times than I can count. And yet my daughter still clings to this group. We've tried new clubs, sports, anything to get her out. But she keeps going back like it's a toxic relationship that she can't quit. It got so bad last year, my daughter started cutting herself because of how this girl treated her. We got the school involved, and of course, nothing changed. I don't even pretend to like these other moms. I fake smile when I see them in the school parking lot, but deep down, I think they've raised mean girls and either don't care or are too scared to admit it. This week, the girls planned a lemonade stand to raise money for a mall trip. Everyone was assigned a task. My daughter's job was to bring cups, table, and signage. She had the stuff at home already, so she stayed back while a few other girls ran errands. Mid-movie with me, she gets a fake emergency text from the Queen Bee. Turns out they were all together shopping without her. Then they tell her she's not getting a share of the money because she didn't help and doesn't really need the money anyway, but if she wants to, she could still hang out with them in the future. Mm-hmm. So basically, she gets to bring all the supplies, get excluded, and play unpaid intern for girls who treat her like garbage. I'm done playing nice. Do I reach out to these mom in a group text, one by one, or tell my daughter she's done with these girls, whether she likes it or not? I guess what I'm having trouble in understanding is this is obviously a toxic relationship. So what do I do to keep my daughter from going back? Thank you guys so much for airing my message. All right, 585-252-9800. Here's the thing. The first thing I noticed in this message is that your daughter started cutting herself because of the way her friend treated
her. Trigger warning. Trigger warning.
Then yeah. what are we doing here then, Carol? Why is she still being allowed to be in the presence of these mean girls?
Yeah, this is definitely like something that is clearly deteriorating her mental health. So it definitely shouldn't be. You should put your foot down as a parent and say this is not going to be allowed. And if you do go back, you will be punished and reprimanded. Because, listen, at the end of the day, it's my job as a parent to protect you. And clearly you're not protecting yourself by opening yourself up to this type of self-hatred, and lack of a better word. Words, I should say.
Yeah, she's not surrounded by the best people. And of course, you become a product of your environment. And when you're around people that make you feel that small, you're eventually going to develop a horrible self-esteem. Let's hear from our listeners, because we're not really qualified to give advice on a situation like this, but we might need some tough love on this one today. Nobody hold back. Just share your feelings and suggestions. And text or call 585-252-9800. On what a mom would do in this situation, especially if this was your daughter, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I find it interesting, too. You can probably touch on this way better than I can, because guys and girls are way different when in school, especially middle school and stuff like that. Did you ever hang around a group of girls like this, or were you the queen bee?
No, it was more so like there was situations that I found myself in, and I think that it's hard for parents and moms specifically because they do not forget, even though it can be easy for you to ever so quickly forget what people did to you or how they wronged you. So my mom reminds me of this all the time, and whenever I bring someone up, she'll say certain things that happened, and I'm like, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
She's like, remember when they left you at Victor? Remember when they just left you there during the football game and you had to find your own ride home? I'm like, I don't remember that. She's like, well, I do.
Moms don't forget.
No.
I got a text from Chrissy that says, I'm sorry, but if a kid made your child harm themselves and you still let them come over for lemonade and giggles, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Let's go over to, we have Carrie on the line. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What are your thoughts on this? What would you do if this was your daughter?
So I actually raised three daughters by myself.
Oh, my God.
And what I would do, I really don't think that telling her she can't hang out with these girls
is going to work.
Is a good idea. Right. Because when she's not around her mother, she's going to do what she wants to do. And if she really wants to be in with this clique, then she's going to do it, whether her mom says she can or can't.
Right.
What I would do is really sit down with my daughter and have a heart-to-heart and talk to her.
Yeah.
Like, really talk to her and tell her, you know, how damaging this is to her. And, you know, maybe compare the way that she used to be before she entered this clique to how she is now. And just do things to give her more confidence.
Yeah, so, yeah. Did you notice, Carrie, not to cut you off, did you notice with your three daughters that you got way more out of your relationship with them by just sitting down and having one-on-one with them, like a heart-to-heart?
Absolutely.
Instead of punishing them?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. My daughters, at one point, they went to Newark School, and my older two were being bullied so bad. And they would just come home and cry.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't trying to be in with the clique, though. But as the same as this other mother, I had meetings with the superintendent, the principal, constantly. Nothing was being done.
Yeah, that's frustrating as a parent.
At all. Yeah, so, but I took matters into my own hands, and I actually confronted the girls myself.
Yeah, well, I'll back
what?
Over.
Carrie, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us.
I had it. My girls were coming home. Their grades were dropping. They were crying. The mothers weren't doing anything. The schools weren't doing anything. So I confronted the girls myself.
What'd you say?
You went full Rambo.
Full Rambo. Yep, absolutely.
What'd you say? Did you yell at them?
It stopped. Not yell.
You put the fear in them. You put the fear in them.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You made a couple of threats.
I did.
You made some threats.
I put the fear in them, and they were eighth grade at the time.
Yeah, you can only do so much.
Once I did that, they'll get stopped.
Good for you.
Completely after that.
Yeah, you sound like a badass mom. Well, we love that for you. All right, so you definitely have the one-on-one
with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in, Carrie. Ashley says, honestly, I'm more mad at the mom. Your daughter's learning that love means pain. That friendship means begging, and that disrespect is just part of life. That's not really middle school drama as much as it is future trauma.
Yeah.
Well said. And, you know, Carrie's right. You can't really make her stop hanging with them, especially at school, because she's going to do what she wants to do when mom's not around.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the heart-to-heart, we have a listener that says, is more beneficial. We got a listener that says, this broke my heart, but... Mom, why are you still letting your daughter hang with these little monsters? If a kid made mine cut herself, that friendship would be over. No discussion.
This person says, make her switch schools. She needs to escape. This person says, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So definitely reaching out to the parents probably won't work. Just let her know that she's done and change her from that school. A lot of people are saying move schools, which is actually kind of crazy because like uprooting someone's whole life based on actions that they didn't take is... I feel punishment enough.
Yeah.
This person said, I had a best friend who was my quote-unquote friend in high school, but she would constantly put me down. She slapped me once. My boyfriend, now husband, got me away from her. I always said that she was like an abusive ex-boyfriend. 7 years of friend abuse. As a mom now, I'd contact that parent. Never let them back. Why is she going back?
The lemonade stand is the dumbest part of the story. Like, they basically said, you're poor enough to do labor for us, but too privileged to deserve the money. I would send a group text to all the moms, but let me get to one more that says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Tell this mom to document everything, every text, every incident. If it escalates or repeats, you're going to want proof to bring to the school or the district. Right. All right. So, Carol, you need to cut contact immediately. No mall trips, no lemonade stands. Tell your daughter it's over.
Yeah.
Start building her up with real friends and
hope for the best.
Mentors, whatever. Yeah. Thanks for the calls and messages this morning.
Moose goes chin up. I'm like, eh.
Well, I will tell Carol what I tell everyone. You know, you gotta keep that chin up. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is? Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Yeah, you guys want to do There I Said It? Basasha Cross, murder rates, garbage plates. 585-252-9800 is the number to call to spit some hot fire this morning, because we're going to, what, Breezy?
We're going to clear the air, baby.
Let's get after it this morning. 70 for the high today. It's a little wet out there, but that's spring.
Yeah, you got to do it. So important to just do it.
What's up, Lindsay? Hi, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Your wedding doesn't need a hashtag. No one cares except your mother. There I said it.
Who doesn't even know how to use Instagram, so there's that.
Ah! Oh, that's my favorite one so far.
Sorry, not sorry.
Your wedding doesn't need a hashtag. No, it doesn't. That's common, right?
It's like, what should our hashtag be?
Let's go over to our boy, Rich. If you need a self-care day every single week, maybe you're not emotionally strong enough for adulthood. There I said it. That could be true. That could be true, Rich. A self-care day every single week? That seems like overkill.
Well, I say once a month.
Well, once a month is so reasonable.
Is it self-care or mental health day? Because I think those are also different. Self-care is just you doing something that you love.
Yeah, we do have someone that works here with us that is never here because they're taking a mental health day. I think some people abuse it.
I don't even know who that is. I haven't seen them in years.
Let me touch, you want to turn the mics off real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it be here for one day.
What's up, guys?
Or the mental health vacation. Turn the mics off really quick.
Sure.
Not oh, that's swing,
great. We're doing a show behind the scenes.
Yeah, not a swing inside jokes. Okay, that's stupid. That's dumb.
Sorry.
We're bleeding listeners.
We're sorry, guys. All right, let's go over to Jimmy. What's up, guys? It's Jimmy from the block, whoever you are. Pineapple on pizza is not controversial. What should be controversial is how people still pretend Olive Garden is a real restaurant. Oh. Well, it is. What's wrong with microwaving bags of food in the back?
And saying, this is authentic Italian cuisine.
Oh, did I tell you this? So you met my Aunt Maria and Uncle Giuliano. They came over from Italy, right?
Yeah, Giuliano doesn't speak English. He actually did no idea where he was for most of the time.
He knew he was in the States. Anyways, my Italian uncle from Italy brought them to Olive Garden for dinner. Brought them to Olive Garden.
It's very disrespectful.
I go, what do you, what?
Didn't they ask to go, though?
No.
No, I think they did.
No, my uncle's a fan, and that's where he brought them. How would you, how insulting. Anyways, everybody had diarrhea for a week. Let's go over to this person. Here's mine for today. Listen, I'll be the first one to say it. I admire the hustle, but putting CEO in your Instagram bio when you sell lip gloss from your car is brave. That's brave. There I said it.
That is a stretch.
CEO.
But
what
if the car that they're selling it out of, they earn through selling said lip gloss?
I don't care. I don't care.
Right. Yes, of course.
But, you know, I respect the hustle.
Mine for today is this. With summer being right around the corner, I truly believe in my heart and soul that a s'more is the best form of dessert. There I said it. Forget the cake. Forget the cookies. I will do unspeakable things to us more.
Really?
And I don't think that they should only be eaten in the summer for those 3 months. I think we should eat them all year round.
No, somebody makes a really good s'mores pie for Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Also, by the way, guys, just some tips and tricks for you this summer. Stop with the marshmallows. The bags of marshmallows, get yourself a nice jar of fluff. It works the same. It's just as good. You take the fluff, you smear it on the graham cracker, you put the chocolate on, you melt it. You don't need marshmallows.
Why would you melt fluff when it's already melted?
It's not warmed up. It's going to taste just like a marshmallow. Anyone ever?
I don't agree.
Well,
we can agree. When do you ever?
I don't know who this is, no name, but they said some of y'all weren't bullied in school, and it shows. There, I said it.
I don't want
should
to be.
Should we have been?
Thank you.
Yeah, because you were the one doing all the bullying.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Stop pushing that narrative.
You're the one that said you wanted to. You have a list of people you want to apologize to from high school.
And I never will. I don't have the platform to do so.
Okay. Where's Big Ed? Big Ed, if you're listening, text in.
Please,
buddy.
Don't call in.
Yeah, text in, buddy. We want to hear. Give us one dad joke to start the weekend off, if you can. Did you do yours?
Yeah. You literally don't listen to me. What was mine for today?
Yours for today was the... Oh, s'mores.
Oh, God. It's so painful, you guys. This is such a hard job. Everyone's like, your job must be so fun and easy. It's not. Trust me, it's not.
All right, let me go over to Tanya that says, if your car is loud for no reason, I don't want to get to know you. Also, no, women don't want to have sex with you. Okay,
Tanya,
there I said it.
Very different ends of the spectrum. Pick one lane and stay in it, okay?
Yeah, but what if it has a spoiler and LED lights? Would you sleep with them then?
Ugh, God. All right, well, this was really fun. I'm going to go.
What's
Thank
that?
You.
Hold on a second. This is what I picture.
Don't want to.
Every single time. Especially on Park Ave, when a guy comes driving by with his car, and vroom, 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 vroom. This is what I hear.
Hey, nobody here is really paying attention to us.
That's weird.
Love
yeah,
it.
That's better.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I feel like we would be doing a disservice to our audience if we didn't replay this call from this morning. But I just wanted to be honest for a second. We talked about this. When someone says they lost their dog, people cry with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if someone says their lizard died, that's a it's a different reaction.
It's a different conversation. For
some
sure.
Some pets are just seen as more valuable than others. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. I don't love that. I mean, you can't tell people how much to care about something or how little to care about something.
Very true. However, I felt a certain way the other night. I had dinner with my neighbors, and they were telling me that 2025 was a really, really emotional, tragic year for them thus far. I was like, why? What happened? They said, we lost Penelope, our bearded dragon of 7 years. And I said, you guys lost your pet lizard? I couldn't fake it. So I'm just sitting there. I was like, oh, my condolences.
So sorry.
They were getting very emotional talking about it. In my head, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I think this is the last time I'm going to hang out with these guys.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Losing an animal is hard. But a turtle, a fish, or a lizard? I'm sorry. I don't think so. There, I said it. I don't think
you have the right to say I'm that. Saying,
listen, you can't compare a dog to a fish. You just can't do it. How can you do that?
I don't know.
You bond differently with both of those animals, right?
Yeah, and you've never had to bond with a bearded dragon, so you don't know how strong that bond could be.
And of course, here's the call we get from our best friend, Pat, this morning. Hi, good morning, PXY.
Hi, good morning. Yes, it is.
Patty,
what's up, Queen?
Oh, well, you know, I just don't even know why I'm calling.
I don't either.
Yeah, we don't. Please enlighten us.
What's happening?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I heard you guys talking about grief, and I lost my best friend last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just can't stop crying, you know? I mean, I can't breathe. I feel like I'm losing my mind, and I don't even know if I should be calling right now, you know?
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm just calling from my home and around the quick.
Okay.
But I haven't slept, and I've been sobbing for about, I don't know how long, like 13 hours, you know. My neighbors called the cops because they thought someone was being murdered here. But, you know, it's
oh, my God.
Me.
That's...
you're grieving, you know.
They called the cops? You were crying that loud, huh?
Yeah, but I'm just grieving. That's all.
The
you
wellness
know?
Check, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of those things, you know, losing someone. It's just, when it's so hard, you know, it's just... So hard, and I don't wish this on anyone, but anyone who's gone through it understands, you know.
No, of course. Who was this person that was so close to you?
It was my best friend, you know, Jerry. He passed so unexpectedly, you know. I mean, he wasn't even that old, and he just passed in his hammock peacefully. It was so
hammock.
Weird.
Jerry
yeah,
passed.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was hard. It was so hard, and. He wasn't even that old, you know. It was just one of those things.
Pat, just to confirm, are we talking about...
God.
Is this a boyfriend, a husband? Well, who was this?
Best friend. Is this?
No, I'm not talking about my husband. What? You me? I'm talking about my ferret.
Pat, I thought you
it's
were talking about...
Loss. It's a huge loss.
No, I'm sure it is, but that is not... Listen, that's not what we expected you to say. I didn't think we thought you were talking about a person.
No, what are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, Pat. I don't mean to laugh. You lost Jerry, who's a ferret.
Yeah, it was my best friend, you know. We did everything together, and now he's gone, you know.
Well, how did he pass? He just went to sleep in his hammock and didn't wake up?
Didn't you hear me? You weren't paying attention. I said that. That's what I said. He just passed. He was like,
but he wasn't sick,
and then he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't sick.
So, was the hammock in like a cage or like in your kitchen? What?
Like, who cages up their loved ones? No, he was in the living room where you relax.
Not a ferret enthusiast, Pat. You don't have to get snippy with me because you're going through something traumatic.
Well, she is going through it, but Pat,
well, it's a huge loss.
All kidding aside, It might for a lot of us just be a ferret, but I'm sure it meant the world to you. Mm-hmm. So sorry for laughing, but we wish you all the best.
Okay, well, enjoy your show. I really do. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a great weekend, Pat. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a ferret, but... I don't know.
Ferrets literally freak me out, but... Okay.
Somebody come get their mother.
I've only seen ferrets in the pockets of carnies. Like, I don't.
My buddy had one for 12 years. Love the thing. Can't remember its name, but.
Yeah.
Listen, I guess a pet is a pet. You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
Whatever you say. Okay. You know, a couple texts coming in. Carrie says, it doesn't matter if it's a bird or a fish. A pet is a part of the family. And when it's gone, it's the equivalent of losing a family member. I don't think so. I just can't agree with that. Let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY.
Good morning. How are you?
Better now after that call. What's up?
I was just going to say, Penelope a bearded dragon or a lizard?
It's a bearded dragon is what I was told.
Yeah. Some people let their animals like that, like, walk through the house or, like, they hold them like an actual, like, cat.
Oh, I know. It had, you know, Penelope had her own room.
Exactly. So, I mean, sometimes we have to be a little more sensitive than others, you know.
I gave them my condolences.
You laugh the whole time.
I gave them my condolences, Sean.
Right, crazy?
He was crying, laughing.
No,
the time,
I wasn't.
So.
I wasn't. I was just, you know, taken back. It's not. Come on. Who? And by the way, can we, like, go back for a second here? Who's crying that hard over a ferret? Stop it.
How long was the ferret there? How long was the ferret alive, right?
Doesn't matter.
Moose, you're being so insensitive. You're such a monster.
I'm just trying to be realistic here, you guys. Like, for instance, here's a message we just got from Alexa. I'm sorry, if you cancel plans because your gecko died, I'm judging you. Not all pet grief is equal. Like, someone needs to say it.
Not true.
Wait, Paige? Oh, this is my favorite one yet. Paige says, my son's guinea pig died and he didn't speak for 2 days. You tell him it wasn't a big deal because kids don't see levels of pets. They just feel the loss.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I totally understand the heartbreak, but let's be honest. At that age, the family goldfish is going to get a full funeral, and then 2 weeks later, they don't remember its name. They're not going to remember its name. It was a good try, though, Paige.
Right, right. They had like 50 goldfishes in a lifetime, right?
Look at you. Right. Look at you waffling, Paige. All right, well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. You know, the other week I caught myself scrolling on my phone for way too long, just not doing anything useful.
Literally me every day.
But that's what happens when you're just scrolling. We all do it. And I thought, I need a new hobby.
Right.
I need to develop a new skill. Something that keeps me occupied. Something that keeps me busy, but most of all, life's short. I should be doing more things.
Correct.
And I don't want to be reading a book. I'm talking about other things that, I don't know, impress myself. Maybe art, something. So I started thinking of what I wanted to do, couldn't figure it out, and then it just hit me.
Tell me.
One day when I was at my parents' house, I was in the garage. There were tennis balls laying around.
Stop.
And what do you think at that very moment I decided that my new hobby is going to be?
This makes me want to punch air. If you say tennis, I'm going to flip.
No. Juggling. I'm taking up juggling.
Right. Yes, of course.
Tennis.
Silly me. Silly me. Common mistake. Honest mistake.
I'm taking up juggling. So last week, I had a 45-minute Zoom session with a guy by the name of Mark Shannon, who sat with me and gave me tips and tricks on how to juggle.
What?
So I went on Amazon. I bought 3 balls.
What?
That are specifically made for juggling.
No, you're unwell.
And it's not because I want to join the circus or impress anyone at parties. It's just it felt good to try something new, something that challenges me in a small way. It's humbling, actually, because you're literally dropping the ball over and over over.
Literally.
And then one day your hands catch up to what your brain's trying to do, and it just clicks, and it's the most fulfilling feeling. So now
this is giving me the ick. No, it's giving me the ick.
What do you mean?
Oh,
your boy can juggle 3 balls.
My boy can't do anything quite yet. Have you mastered it?
Mastered it? I just started.
Right, exactly. So I wouldn't say I can.
The only way you can master something is if you put in 10,000 hours. Then you master it. I've done maybe like an hour and a half, maybe two. But I practice every day when I get home. 3 balls over and over and over.
And
just I'm crushing it.
How much progress have you made?
Like my brain is starting to catch up to what my hands are doing, where I can stop like trying to catch the balls midair. It is not easy. And when I watch people on like these shows or YouTube or America's Got Talent,
right,
and they're juggling 20 bowling pins on fire. How? And they're like balancing on a bowling ball. I don't get it, man. I don't know how people can. It's so impressive.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But if you really want to do this and you put your mind to it, I believe in you. You can do it for sure.
All right. So what's your hobby? What have you picked up?
Oh, my God. I have so many.
What's the newest thing you picked up on?
So
you guys, too. I want to hear from you.
I know. The newest thing. I don't know if I'm going to pull a trigger on it just yet, but I saw this really cute. I got an Instagram ad served for this really cute color and numbers, like painting kit or paint numbers and paint. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have the number and then something
that's
corresponds
actually
with the color.
Very therapeutic.
And they have like a bunch of different cocktails. So they have like an espresso martini and then they have a dirty martini and they're all mapped out for you. And I wanted to do that with my girlfriends. I wanted to host like a painting night. So maybe I'll be turning into Picasso.
See, this is very exciting.
So that is one. I obviously love tennis. So I want to get back into that when the weather finally gets nicer here.
That would be sick. You play tennis, I'll be in the back juggling tennis balls.
It can be a group effort.
This is great. Maddie texted in and said, I started collecting vintage mugs. It was fun until I realized I now own 56 mugs and live alone.
Yep. That's a lot. That's
Sarah says, I'm dying. Moose was so excited to share his new hobby, and Breezy just basically said it gives her the ick.
No, it literally does.
I can't compute. Why? Like me trying something new gives you the ick?
No, no, no. It's not that you're trying something new. I'm so proud of you for that. It's what you're trying that's giving me the ick. Like, what are you going to do next? Paint your cheeks red with circles big red nose on?
Well, I did
talk. Skipping clown.
Well, listen, all kidding aside, I talked to a friend and his daughter's turning 6. And I go, what if you hired me to just juggle at your daughter's birthday party? I don't even need to dress up in a clown uniform. I said, but if you need like maybe someone to juggle in the background.
Who's that random homeless man juggling?
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.